The Westminster election campaign has taken an unexpected turn, with Nigel Farage announcing that he will, after all, run as a candidate for Reform UK. He's also taking over as the party's leader. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Brexit campaigner said he wouldn't stand and would instead focus on helping Donald Trump's campaign in the US. His announcement came as an opinion poll for Sky News predicted a landslide victory for Labour, with a string of cabinet ministers likely to lose their seats. Joining us is Tim Bale, Professor of Politics at Queen Mary University of London and author of The Conservative Party After Brexit, Turmoil and Transformation. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Nigel Farage has run unsuccessfully, I think it's seven times before. So why might this time be different?
Well, I think he's looked at those opinion polls and seen the fact that the Conservative Party is so weak now that even candidates in places where the party is still relatively strong are likely to get much reduced votes, and that gives him a chance of winning. And if you look at Clacton, the seat he wishes to stand in, there was an opinion poll done there in the constituency in January, which suggested that were he to stand, he would actually come top. So he's got a fairly good reason for thinking that that is the place for him, and that he does stand a chance this time round.
Talk to us about Reform UK. It was previously known as the Brexit Party.
Yes, it's the successor to UKIP that many people will have heard of. Very anti-European, very anti-immigration, a kind of populist radical right party on the lines that we sometimes see in continental Europe, and led now by a very charismatic politician, which is often the pattern for those kinds of parties. It tends to take votes from the right of the political spectrum, so the Conservatives rather than the left, and that's what's got the Conservatives so worried this time around.
I noticed Nigel Farage himself saying yesterday that Reform, in his view, was as likely to take votes from Labour as from the Conservatives. Is that the case?
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? But actually, that doesn't seem to be the case. If you look at Reform's current support, around half of them voted Conservative in 2019, and virtually all of them will have voted for Brexit in 2016. But very, very few of them voted for Labour last time around. So it is much more of a threat to the Conservative Party than I think it is to the Labour Party. And indeed, I'm sure the Labour Party are in fact really pleased that Nigel Farage is getting into this election, because it's going to make it a lot easier for Labour candidates to win in some marginal seats.
He is fond of a microphone. Does this mean that voters will be seeing even more of him on television and in the papers over the next few weeks?
Well, that's certainly been the case over the last couple of days. I mean, I'm not sure that it will last quite that long, the kind of wall-to-wall Farage coverage. We've got the debates between the two leaders going on now. So I think that will suck up some of the oxygen from Nigel Farage's campaign. Having said that, however people feel about Nigel Farage, and he is a quote-unquote Marmite politician, some people love him, some people hate him, he is a superb communicator, and he is, to be frank, you know, much more charismatic and much more able to connect with ordinary people than the leaders of either of the two main parties.
The Sky News poll that I mentioned in the introduction, it came out too soon to capture this development, but it does offer little comfort for the Tories.
Yes, I mean, it shows that they might go down to a really catastrophic defeat, and possibly the kind of second biggest majority for a Labour government in history. Now, we have to remember that although this is a mega poll, it's a lot of people are asked, it then does some fairly fancy mathematics to extrapolate the results to each individual constituency. So it's only as good as the model it's based on, but still, that poll, another MRP poll, using that same methodology, and of course the more common polls that we see, all point to a very, very bad defeat for the Conservatives.
27 years on, people still talk about the Portillo moment when Michael Portillo lost his seat. I think it was about 4 in the morning. This poll suggests a similar fate for several ministers.
I mean, indeed, 12 ministers apparently may lose their seats if the results of the poll are borne out at the actual election. So, yes, those who really wish to see some of the Conservatives go and who have particular ministers that they would like to see gotten rid of are going to have a field day, I think, on election night.
As you were saying to us a few moments ago, the first leaders' television debate takes place this evening. What can we expect?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's understandable that Rishi Sunak wants to do these debates. He's got, in some senses, nothing to lose because the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, is so far ahead. I think what we're going to see from Keir Starmer is, you know, a continuation of the very cautious stance that he's taken right through this election. He's going to play it pretty safe. He's going to try and look as prime ministerial as possible. And presumably Rishi Sunak is going to try and fire up his base in the way that the Conservatives have been trying to do over the last week or so. So he presumably is going to be talking a lot about immigration. He's going to be talking about some of the kind of anti-woke stuff that the Conservatives are trying to push. And hopefully, I guess, he is trying to suggest that, you know, Labour are complacent and he is the underdog battling for every vote.
We've been mentioning 1997, and, you know, it is 27 years ago, but my memory of that time is that there was a certain fizz and crackle about that campaign and a sort of level of expectation that doesn't really seem to be there this time, so far at any rate.
No, I think that's right to say that Keir Starmer certainly isn't inspiring as much enthusiasm as Tony Blair. I mean, we can overdo the extent to which New Labour you know, created that sort of fizz and crackle, as you say. I think in the end, 1997 was mostly, for most voters, about getting rid of the Conservative government and then seeing what they got from New Labour. But yes, Keir Starmer does have a job to do, I think, to, you know, fire up some erstwhile Labour supporters to ensure that he turns, you know, what does look like a very big victory into an even bigger victory, and therefore a mandate to do, you know, what some Labour supporters would like him to do, which is to be rather more radical in government than he is in opposition.
Professor Tim Bale, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.